you've heard of from the stands. You've listened to from the field. Welcome to from the Toyota Tacoma I borrowed from my friend to tailgate. What would be the acronym there? FTTTIBFMF. Okay, I'm here's my deal. I'm sitting in traffic, exiting the stadium. I did not stick around for anything because, as part of this trip, I am headed to Idaho to see two grandkids and my son and daughter-in-law. And my wife is waiting at my friend's house, and I have to return his Toyota Tacoma, the tailgating vehicle for today, for this morning, and return it to him and get the rental car at his house and hit the road for 8 hours and get there at, I don't know, 2 a.m. So I didn't have time to from the stands or have time to from the field or anything else. All I had time for was from the Toyota Tacoma as I work my way, like actually getting out of the actual lot fairly quickly. They're waving us out, holding back traffic. But yeah, it's going to be a while as I sit bumper to bumper to get away from the stadium. My overall feeling, I mean, you had the same feeling in the first quarter, right? Like, oh, right, we don't have that kind of talent. You know, we beat Michigan, but it's a down Michigan team that lost a bunch of the NFL. And this was some West Coast speed that was really tough for us to stay with. So, I mean, it was just this game. What did I predict? 42-16, and it was 38-9. So I predicted a 20. I can't do the math in my head right now. What did I say? 42-16. So I predicted a 26-point loss. We lost by, what was it? 38-9. 29. Okay. I mean, Vegas was nervous. We got to the 15. I mean, if we just kick three field goals the three times we get down there, and since we're down so much, we would have had 18. So, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like we're going to stay close. I'm not saying those are bad decisions. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of funny. We had tried three fourth downs in the second half in field goal range. I think that's right. Yeah, there's not much, there's not much to say after that other than they're number one and we're not number 20. And I don't mean that as an insult. It's just, we haven't built to that talent level and we can't hang in a game like that. We need all the other little things to go our way, and they didn't go our way. And we need Luke Altmaier to be super sharp, and he wasn't sharp in the first half. And because of that, we're just not going to hang in a game like that. So, I don't know. Like, this is... I'll just explain my mental approach to this game. Ran through all the nerd stats on Tuesday. I wrote 6,600 words. I hope in those words you heard that the nerd stats are saying Indiana's legit and we're not, and we're winning through the little things, and I'm happy with that. But it probably doesn't mean we're going to have a end-all, be-all 2001, 1983-like season. But we also have most of the team coming back next year. Don't know what the portal will do, but, you know, we should be even better next year. So, you know, all is good. We're just probably the 50th best team, not the 20th best team that the AP poll says we are. And, I mean, that felt like that, right? You know, my hope is that by the end of the year, we're the 35th best team in college football. And because we've won our close games, that might mean we're, I don't know, 9-3, 10-2. We could even get to 10-2 as the 35th best team because we've won the other close games. This was just a, yeah, you're not ready to go on the road and beat number one. Two picks. Yards per play, I'm guessing was a total blowout. I didn't see the final numbers, but it had to be a total blowout. Played respectable in the second half once Oregon took their foot off the gas. Could it have been 70-6? I'm sure it could have. But yeah, it's just hard to really put much to that other than we weren't ready for this level of skill and talent. And I don't mean that just in their skill players. Like, this offensive line was nasty. Like, this was a good football team right there. Dan Lanning is a beast. Like, he has assembled a team that can win it all. They tackle hard. They hit. They have great line play. You know, can see how they beat Ohio State. You know, that's a skilled, really good football team. And, you know, we're just not at that level. And to win a game like this, we would have to, gosh, it would have to be like +4 in turnovers or something like that. Or just have an incredible give up the yards but then tighten up in the red zone kind of game, and we just didn't play that game. So, what do you really say to this? I spent most of the game, you know, I knew this would happen, that the side of the fan base that feels like they're losing their grip on I want to be angry all the time, they get really excited at a game like this, that they can, like, make some noise on Twitter and, you know, get under people's skin again and this and that. But, I mean, I feel like they've lost the game at this point and they're just, like, flailing. So I'm never going to get up on that fight. That fight, they dominated our fan base for 20 years and it's not going to happen again. Like, that's my not on my watch kind of thing. People might think that's arrogant, but it's really important to me that we don't lose our fan base to that tiny portion of the fans again. So I'm just going to keep up that campaign. It's just not going to happen again. So that leaves me like, people kept texting me about how good Minnesota looked. So I'm guessing that game's going to be a tough one. Might lose that, but this is why you start off 6-1, right? We've won games we shouldn't. I'm certain this is a 4.1. I don't know if I'm good to go. Okay. He was watching to see if this motorhome in front of us was going to hit the curb, and he stopped waving his orange stick. And I'm like, bro, can I go? Gosh, this is the most Oregon moment. I'm going to describe to you my Oregon moment right now. In front of me, a RV. Behind me, a rickshaw. And we're just driving through some Oregon right now. Rickshaws and RVs, welcome to Eugene. This is still, I guess the best way for me to say it is this is still so centered for me around what I've been writing in the Nerd Stats thing, is that 2022, we had the stats of a top 20 team. 2024, we just don't. And to win in those seasons is even more glorious because you kind of, you know, our youth is showing and we're still winning, right? Then once the youth stops showing, we should be even better. So I'm thrilled with that direction. And it helps me frame, like, I have so many people. I just wish you guys could experience my mentions. I have so many people that are like, we're exposed, this exposed us, we're not good. I mean, if anything, I've been telling you we're exposed the last 4 months. It's not a bad thing. It's just we're this level of football team and should get better. And we really shouldn't have been 6-1, but we were, and that's glorious. And now that gives us the opportunity to fight for 10 wins with a November, you know, this is our last ranked opponent. So that's where I said, like, look, 8 games, 5 ranked opponents. Did anyone in their wildest dreams think we were going to be 6-2? I don't care what you think of Kansas right now. Statistically, they're a better team than us. I don't care what you think of Nebraska right now. Statistically, they're a better team than us. We beat teams, Michigan, statistically, a better team than us. We went through that schedule. We played 5 ranked teams in 8 games, and we're 6-2. It is 99th percentile best case scenario at this moment in the season. Our hope all along was that we would hit November, start a little surge, and carry that surge all of next season. So all of that is still there. A better team next week, a team having learned from these 5 ranked opponents, a team that knows something about itself, whose only 2 losses are number 1 and number 3. That's what's in front of us, and we can have a fun November. If it doesn't get there, it can still get there next year. So I'm still rocking with the same spot I've been rocking with all season long. We're ahead of the scale. We're ahead of the game. It's good for us. We got punched in the mouth. We had no answer for their skill, size, and speed. We got some recruiting to do. We got some portaling to do. And now pretty good 4 tests of Minnesota, Michigan State, Rutgers, Northwestern. 4 games that could go either way. And let's see how we, you know, bowl is set. So let's see how we finish off this season. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Is it a lot of miles to travel to watch us just get housed in the first half, 35-3? Yes, it is. Does this feel like 2005 when Penn State beat us 56? What was it, 56-3 at halftime? In no way does it feel like that. Is this a scary say something about where we're at in our build? I don't think so. It says Oregon's really good. It's hard to go on the road and beat number 1. So I'm, I guess, unaffected by this game. This traffic's affecting me at this point. Maybe that rickshaw is a really good idea. As soon as we got into we advanced up to the next one, he goes sidewalk. He's got sidewalk privileges. He's got street privileges. That's the way to get home from a game. But overall, onward and upward, man. I'm going to go hang out with some grandchildren and hand them more Illini gear that they will only wear for 4 months and then outgrow, and I'm going to feel pretty good about it. Go Illini.